Welcome back, you guys. Good to have you with us. As always, like to have us checked out on Facebook and thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Yeah, what can you find there online?
Everything. Anything. That's anybody right. Who's anything is going to find it there. If you're a podcast listener, you can catch it there. You can, all sorts of links. Got some,
I was going to say, information on there for you. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and actually, it's kind of fun now. You could pull up the interactive map, and it pulls you and takes you right to the state you want to go, either hunting or fishing, and it pulls up the regulations right off the bat, so you can go to our site easily. If you're in the field and you want to know, where do I go, or what is the limit, or when is it opening, you can punch that up, hit the click on the state you're interested in, and it'll pull it right up for you.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Technology. Okay. Sorry, I was just confused. Lost for a moment. I'm better now.
Thinking about how wonderful that new website.
Yeah, exactly.
Lost in a daydream.
I just lost.
Yep, it's all right.
It was nice. Big story in Mille Lacs this week. Mille Lacs, obviously we've talked about it a lot. It has been catch and release for most of the year so far.
Yeah.
And now as of the 16th, Thursday... And it will be open to a limit of one walleye, 21 to 23 inches, or 1 over 28 for any anglers. And it's effective through Tuesday, November 30th. So you can go to Mille Lacs and keep a fish now. Changing to the fishing regulations also took effect on the 16th. Fishing hours on Mille Lacs are 6 a.m. to midnight for any species, muskie and northern pike. Anglers using artificial lures or sucker minnows longer than 8 inches will be allowed to fish during the midnight to 6 a.m. night closure. So they're going to be able to fish throughout the whole deal.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So big news on that. That's.
And do you know why? Like, is it just good numbers or what makes them change that?
It has to do a lot with mortality rate.
Okay.
They wanted to also cut the harvest. Because there was with ice fishing, there was a significant harvest. So they have to have the harvest levels within a certain parameter on the lake. And summer months, it's definitely affects the fish much more heavily when it comes to catch and release. And they didn't want to have to worry about that. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Kind of a neat way to take care of that. Story coming out of Montana. And I've got a lot of my buddies that are going out grizzly hunting, or not grizzly hunting, they're going elk hunting, but they'll expect to be encountering grizzlies. this is crazy. That's why I think it was almost part, I almost put it as part of the things you make you go, hmm. Grizzly bears have been potentially to be found anywhere in the western two-thirds of Montana, west of Billings, and their distribution is denser and more widespread than previous years, the article says. Some areas with dense concentrations of grizzly bears are very accessible to hunters, especially during the archery season, according to Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Things to keep in mind, because they're saying hunters must be expecting to see grizzlies. That's the title.
Like,
of
just
it.
Expect it.
Expect it. It's going to happen.
All right.
Yeah. That's why I'm like,
great.
Okay. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Sharing is caring, you know.
Thank you.
Yep, exactly. Carry and know how to use bear spray. Keep it within easy reach and be prepared to use it immediately. Stay alert, especially when hearing or visibility is limited. Watch for environmental indicators of recent bear activity. If there's an abundant fresh sign of grizzly bear in the area, consider hunting elsewhere. Let other hunters know when bears and or fresh signs are observed.
Well, be a good neighbor. Let me know about those bears.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I have to read this again. If there is an abundant fresh sign of grizzly bears in the area, consider hunting elsewhere.
Some people need you to write it out like that, though. Like, they don't get it until you're like, for real, don't do it.
I know. Travel in hunting groups whenever possible, Ava.
Okay.
This can help you make casual noise to alert bears to your presence, and it may also increase your chances of survival in the event of a bear attack. You know why that is?
Why?
You just don't have to be the slowest runner.
I was waiting for that.
I mean, you don't have to be the fastest, just not the slowest.
Right.
That's always good to be in a group and make sure someone is always slower than you.
Jeez. Push them down if you have to.
Just trip them.
Just a little stick. Just stiff.
Stiff arm. Stiff arm. Football move.
Oh, no.
Follow all food storage regulations. Contact an applicable land management agencies, i.e. the Forest Service, to learn what food storage rules apply where you're hunting. Avoid carcass sites and concentrations of ravens and other scavengers.
Okay.
And carry the equipment you need to process a carcass and get it out of the field as quickly as possible. If you harvest an animal, remove it from the field as quickly as possible. No, yeah. I'd like to leave it in my camp.
And for real, though. No.
I just... Wow.
The Bears are winning. Let's put it that way.
The Charlie Sheen Bears are winning. Winning.
Winning.
That's, yeah, free meal for those guys. But, you know, what do you do? I find it odd. I do. When you have these kinds of directions, the bear spray, yes, I get it. If somebody's going to be knowledgeable enough to go out there and go hunting, 99.99% of the time, you just have to say the percentage of bears is high. Right now, grizzlies are...
They're out.
They're big time growth in numbers. My friends have said the same thing. It's pretty crazy. They put electric wires around the camp.
Mm-hmm.
They'll put tin cans and bells on them. They'll do everything to alert once somebody, if something does come in, they can hear it. It's pretty heavy duty. Jumping into another story with some early teal seasons that have been out, and wanted to jump on that. Early teal season, two Ojibwe tribes are closing hunting season on Sun Reservation waters. Out of the Outdoor News, a front page story by Tori McCormick reported that two Minnesota Ojibwe tribes have announced they are closing overwater hunting on some reservation waters to coincide with a statewide early teal season that opened earlier this month. The story continued and was developing earlier. And per the DNR press release, the hunters need to note that Leech Lake Band plans to restrict hunting on waters with activity and harvesting of rice beds during the early teal season and September Canadian goose season. That'll be through this weekend. According to this particular scenario, the White Earth Band also closed all active wild rice beds utilized by their band members under the jurisdiction due to the early teal season as well. The DNR believes the closures may be inconsistent with the state tribal agreements and potentially in conflict with the state statute and federal case law. However, legal questions raised by the band's actions are very complex, cannot be resolved before the season opens. The DNR advises waterfowl hunters to be aware of these recent tribal restrictions on wild rice lakes and encourages hunters to avoid putting themselves in situations of potential conflict. So just be aware of those laws, or should say, be aware of those restrictions that are mm-hmm. going to be on any body of water that you're going to be fishing, so, or hunting, or whatever you're going to do on them. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more Valley Outdoors and something about a Friends of Animals and a lawsuit against a federal duck stamp. That and more when we come back. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference. So, Ava, teasing on the way out, talking about the Friends of Animals lawsuit.
Okay.
They actually, in this particular case, they had a lawsuit against the federal duck stamp.
Yeah. So we were talking for like 2 seconds where I was like, what? Like, how?
And they actually are going to drop their lawsuit now.
Okay. So this was a lawsuit, but it's not anymore.
But it's not anymore. Yeah.
Okay.
When you, I think when everybody hears this, they're going to go, this is.
Well, no wonder then. This is. He's dropped it, huh?
This is a little crazy pants.
Okay.
But that's, we'll let you guys be the judge because that's what we do. We don't, I'm not, in this case, I'm not going to.
I think it's kind of too late. You put crazy pants in people's minds, so.
Oh, that's true. You're right. I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry about that. This year's Federal Duck Stamp features the Lesser Scalp, which was done by Richard Clifton of Milton, Delaware. He painted the artwork for the stamp. Waterfowlers and other citizens who care about the Federal Duck Stamp have until, it was earlier this summer, to comment and on a proposal that would eliminate the mandatory hunting element for the contest artwork. The Trump administration pushed for hunting element rule, which went into effect in 2020 of May. And in a 180-degree reversal, the Biden U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service now says it wants to remove that rule, effective with the 2022 contest. Friends of Animals, a Connecticut-based animal rights group, filed a lawsuit against the then-new hunting element requirement. At the time, no one in U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service or the Department of Justice would comment on the litigation. Friends of Animals said that they were suing because the rule alienated non-hunters like bird watchers or photographers who may find killing offensive, period. This takes the cake as one of the most ludicrous anti-wildlife, anti-conservation measures that previous administration had implemented, said Priscilla Farrell, Friends of Animals president, in a release. Feral, like as in feral cats.
Okay.
Did the lawsuit from an animal rights group influence the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Biden administration decision to recommend eliminating the rule? That's a question mark. Did that happen? One of the individuals that wrote the article said they pitched the question to U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Department of Justice, and as of a month or two ago, they hadn't heard back. And according to an associate attorney with the Friends of Animals, he responded to this questioning, however, and confirmed that his organization supports the proposed change and intends to dismiss this case if the proposal becomes a rule.
Okay, so why does it have to have a hunting element to it to begin with?
They just had that because the duck stamp has traditionally been involved with.
Right.
And it supports the hunting element.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So.
Is that something that they wanted for every year moving forward or just for the 2020 contest?
No, it's something that they wanted to have going forward.
Okay.
Just something. It doesn't have to be shooting a duck.
No.
It can be just out hunting. It could be walking through a field.
Why can't it just be a duck?
I know.
Or have a hunting element to it. Why? As long as there's a duck. Can I write a letter?
Oh,
I'll just say, as long as there's a duck, it's cool. Okay?
Justifying the proposed change, I'm just skipping right
Please
over
do.
It.
Please do.
Because those letters that you send, just don't. It's like giving a complaint to Don. Okay,
well, I have letters to Don coming.
It's a book we're going to make, Letters to Don.
Yeah. Ava's Letters.
Yeah, there it is. So moving along, not getting ground to a screeching halt, the proposed change, U.S. Fish and Wildlife said June 23rd, Federal Register posting, since the implementation of the 2020 rule requiring the inclusion of a mandatory hunting-related element, many duck stamp contest artists have continued to express their dissatisfaction with the element being a requirement for all entries. The service has proposed a change to allow artists more freedom of expression when designing their entries. The reason I think this is crazy pants is I don't understand why this whole thing even started. This is just ridiculous. So we spend so much time on an element that doesn't really, it shouldn't be involved. It's been great as it was. The duck stamp should just
be the duck stamp. And
waterfowl hunters that buy the bulk of the nation, waterfowl hunters do buy the bulk of the federal duck stamps
because
they're required to hunt ducks and geese. You have to have the duck stamp to hunt ducks
like
and geese.
The pheasant.
Yeah. Well, not duck stamp for pheasant, but.
No, I know, but.
Yeah.
Pheasant stamp.
A smaller percentage of the citizens also buy their stamps for artistic and conservation value. Okay. But it's a small percentage comparatively, right?
Right.
response to the writer encountered the hunting element as the U.S. Fish and Wildlife first unveiled the idea 2 years ago, and that was mixed opinions from artists and waterfowlers alike. Some appreciated the tip the hat to hunters who have been buying the stamp since 1934, while others considered it unnecessary. So artists, several of them, told this particular article that jamming in a decoy dog or call element might already be challenging piece of artwork, even more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
They
see,
published
I stand
the rule.
With that, you know.
Yeah, the regulations required inclusion of a waterfall hunting-related scene or accessory in every entry, did not specify what accessories to include. An image of a Drake lesser scalp with a lanyard and duck calls was chosen as the winner of the 2020 contest.
So I think, like, for a year, it would be kind of fun to, like, be like, okay, this year, a hunting element. This year, a different element. You know what I mean? Like, switch it up. But to require it for
I think that whole thing is just, it's an odd...
Don't we have bigger issues?
Thank you. That's where I'm going with this. This whole thing is crazy pants. That's why you didn't really, I kind of faked you out with it because you thought I was going to say, why are we even arguing this other point? Well, why are we filing a lawsuit? This is the stupidest thing ever. I just don't agree with the whole thing. You don't need to have anything in it. I've got friends that have painted duck stamps. They've done great. We've had people on the show that have done it. I just think it's flat out crazy.
So in middle school, you can hand in entries. They do that in art class.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister got an honorable mention with her wood ducks.
That's very cool.
Yeah. My mom has it framed at her house.
Well.
Because it's so good. She did such a good job.
That's
I'll
awesome.
I'll have to take a picture and send it to you.
Well, let's put it on the website.
Yeah.
We should have that. That would be encouraging young artists to participate by putting your stuff on our website.
Yeah, even though this is early, like, 2000s. But
it doesn't matter.
Who cares?
When it's an encouraging start to getting some people out there to do that kind of thing, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's just me.
And that middle schoolers are such good artists. Seriously.
Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. So remember, next week we will be talking to Don. We will be having the Don's top five things that happened at Ashkenam Resort for the giveaway Fish With Us trip. So that will be happening. You've got to listen next week. It's going to be a ginormous show. It's going to be fun, funny, and yeah, that's going to be it. For Ava, myself, we are the Valley Outdoors, and we are out of here.